And welcome back. Our final hour, Julie Ryan with us as we talk about angel messages for dogs, angelic attendants, and we will take your calls and perhaps your stories on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. Julie Ryan with us. Julie, spell out your website for everybody.
It's AskJulieRyan.com. AskJulieRyan.com.
Super. Now, when we take calls of questions for you or their own stories, what if they have a dog and they want something answered? What do you do?
I'll scan the dog and we'll see what's going on. I'll connect with the dog. I'll connect to the person and then from the person to the dog, and then we'll see what's happening.
Does the dog have to be close to the phone, or could it be asleep somewhere in the corner room?
Hey, the dog could be on Mars. It doesn't matter. I can connect with them anywhere.
Are different breeds of dogs more receptive than others?
I have not found that to be the case. I just connect with any animal.
Simple as that. And you've been doing this since how long now?
Oh, gosh, going on 30 years.
Gosh. And you do cats, too?
I do. I do horses. It's hilarious, George. I'll have horse owners call me and say, oh, my horse is lame. Can you figure out what's going on? And I'll tell them, and then they'll take them to the vet, or the vet will come out to the barn.
I mean, what about turtles? I mean, how far does it go?
Any animal.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself also an animal communicator?
Absolutely. It's all part of the buffet of psychicness.
Well, that's a pretty interesting gift, to be sure. And,
well, I learned how to do it, and this is what I teach people how to do. Anybody can do what I do.
When an animal loses its owner, how traumatic is it for them?
Oh, I think it is, absolutely. And I think when an animal dies, if there are other animals in the house, those animals know it, and they miss them.
I think so, too. I wanted to ask you about guardian angels and what's your take on them.
Mm-hmm. We all have a guardian angel, George, and it's been my experience that the same guardian angel stays with us throughout all of our lifetimes. So I think that's really sweet. But, yeah, guardian angels, where I see them a lot, George, is in the operating room. Oftentimes I'll be asked to look in on a loved one when they're in the middle of surgery. And I'm an inventor of surgical devices sold throughout the world, and so I've had decades of experience in the operating room. And I'll see the guardian angel of the patient is always floating over the head of anesthesia. And then other deceased loved ones, spirits are in the room too, adding support. But yeah, that guardian angel is always there over anesthesia in the same position whenever anybody's having surgery. So I can go real time into that operating room, wherever it is, anywhere in the world, and I can tell you where they are during that procedure, what's happening. Oftentimes I can even read the anesthesia equipment and tell you what their heart rate is and all of that.
Wow. Now, is that guardian angel with us since you're born, from the moment you're born all the way through?
And even when you're in non-physical, when you're in heaven, that guardian angel's around. Yeah, that same spirit. Mm-hmm.
Do you think when you die, it's there to meet you?
Oh, it's there before you die. It's part of that configuration in the 12 phases of transition that we talk about. Yes, absolutely. It's always next to the mother spirit, the maternal spirit that's there. So, yes, absolutely participating. And we have a main guardian angel, has been my experience, George. And then we have other angels that can come in at different times.
Like helpers.
But yes. Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. All right, we're going to take some questions for you, Julie. Not everybody has a dog or an animal question. Let's go to Lauren in Vancouver. Welcome to the program. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
Hi, Julie. I've called in before regarding my mother who died in my arms 2 years ago. She gave me this lecture about life, and then 2 weeks later she died in my arms. Just came out of the bathroom, fell in my arms, and died as she was returning on a plane back to L.A.
Oh.
And I have several questions. One, I started dowsing to try and communicate with her. Number two, is there anything she's trying to tell me? And number three, my daughter got two dogs like 2 weeks after my mom died, and these dogs have been glued to me for 2 years. like glued to me. Like I told my ex-wife, my daughter, don't get two dogs, get one. And now they got two, and these dogs are glued to me.
They sent something. Let's pick up with the first one, dowsing. What do you think of dowsing, Julie?
I think it's fine if it's something that helps you, Lauren, but it's not necessary. Talismans and crystals and, you know, like stand on your left foot and raise your right hand and do circles to communicate with the deceased is not necessary. All you have to do is just say something to your mom, either aloud or in your head, and she's going to answer you immediately, Lauren, and it's going to feel like it's a thought in your head, and it's going to come in within a second. If you think about it for more than a second, that's going to be your brain talking to you. So it's really important to trust that what comes in first, and also to remember that spirits are very literal. So you want to be specific if you're looking for guidance, because spirit's always going to give you the correct answer. How applicable it is going to be predicated on how you ask the question. For instance, if you say, hey, Mom, are we going to enjoy the movie? And you get a yes, and then you're watching some movie tonight on TV, and it's atrocious. You say, Mom, what's up with that?
Blame Mom for that one.
She answered you correctly because the way you asked the question could apply to any movie you watch throughout the rest of your life. So phrase the question like, Mom, are we going to enjoy watching White Christmas tonight on Netflix? See the difference?
You got to be specific. Yeah, you have to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts of these two dogs being glued to them?
Well, I think they are just attracted to your energy. You must be way cool, Lauren. I mean, that's a dog love you that much.
And, of course, his second question had to do with his mother. Do you sense anything?
Well, do you have a question for her, Lauren?
Yeah, it's basically direction-wise for a career. My daughter, who I encourage to see spirits all her life, says she sees my mom once in a while and has told me that whatever career I choose, she'll be behind me 100%. But I'm having, like, I'm in a kind of a midlife crisis thing where I don't know what to do yet. And I'm wondering if my mom has any direction on where to point me.
That old adage, follow your bliss. What makes you happy? If you were a trust fund baby and you could do anything, what would you do?
Well, there's one of two things. It's either going back to my grandfather's roots and being a train engineer or being a mediator.
A mediator, that's interesting.
She's saying mediator. She gave in when you said train engineer. She said, it sounds romantic, but you'll be bored out of your mind. Yeah, that's what she said.
All right, thanks, Lauren.
I wouldn't doubt that. She's kind of like that. So excellent, excellent answer. And thank you very much. I've always, you know, ever since she died in my arms, I have so many questions, and I just kind of got to let it go sometimes, you know. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Can you imagine having that happen? Wow.
Oh, God bless him. Jeez.
That's something else. Let's go to Gina Maria in the state of Washington. Welcome to the program. Hi, Gina.
Hi. Love and peace and healing and God bless to everyone and everything everywhere.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So I told this story before at the live show, but I want to tell it again. My dog and a cat that we had, I brought this cat into our family. It wasn't related to the other cats. And this dog that I rescued, Z, she protected this cat I brought in. The other cats wouldn't let it go to the food, the water, anything. So she protected it, and she would just stand up and look at the other ones like, oh, don't you do that, you know? So anyhow, when she was dying, I told my dog, Z, I said, Z, she's dying. She's going to go. She's going to go to heaven. And she started, like, a crying sound, you know? And then we laid on the bed, all of us, and at one point, the cat turned its head in one direction, and the dog turned her head in the opposite direction, and they both looked up to the same corner of, you know, the room. And I knew they were seeing the white light, and I didn't see it, but I knew they were seeing the white light, and they were just staring at it and stuff. And then when she actually passed, my dog started crying again. 2 days later, we buried the cat, and my dog, we all said something, my friends and I, and then I said, Z, it's your turn. And she climbed her front 2 feet into the hole and put her feet on the box and started crying and stuff. And then now my dog, Z, she passed away on August 8th. I'm wondering if she has anything she wants to tell me or say here. It was hard. I've never had to put an animal down.
I'm sorry. I have, and it is awful. It's excruciating.
Oh, it's like a child.
Oh, it's awful. And that's hard for people that aren't pet lovers to understand, you know, because, you know, you think, okay, it's not a person, but the dog's with you all the time, everywhere you are, with your home and even away from home. So sometimes I think it's so, so hard on us. But what she said was for you to get a puppy. Did you get a puppy?
No, I'm trying to. I can't seem to. I don't know. I'm trying. It seems like they want to give it to people, families, and it's me and my two cats, you know. And all do a prayer and a wish, and send the baby to me. You know,
yeah,
the new baby too, so I can love
him. A rescue dog.
That's what I've been trying to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do so. And may I tell you one thing real quick? The vet said that he was giving the dog the shot and stuff in the back of my vehicle. It's his big dog, Roddy Lab, and he said, you know, Gina, he says, I don't know how I feel about this. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he says, well, you know, I'm afraid that when I get to heaven, all the animals are going to rush at me and say, it was you.
You said, put us down. Yeah.
And I said, no, honey. And I started rubbing his back. And I said, no. Yes, they're going to rush towards you first before the people. I said, but they're going to say, thank you for helping me. And I'm a vegetarian. I don't believe in harming or hurting or killing anything. So that's why it was extra hard for me to do this. All my other animals died naturally. And so I was really having qualms about this. Well, God gave the answer to him and the answer to me out of my own mouth.
Well, good luck, Gina. Hope everything works out for you. It's not easy, is it, Julie? Emotionally.
Oh, it's
emotionally.
Awful. It's awful. Yeah. Yeah. And my daughter-in-law is a vet, George, and she talks about euthanizing animals and that it's just such a labor of love for the owners to not let their dog or their cat or whatever their animal is suffer anymore. And
I have many pets
ask to be euthanized. I mean, I'll hear from their owners, how will I know when it's time? And the pet will give me telepathically information about what they want to happen and to give their owner clues when it will be time for them to be euthanized.
Let's go to first-time caller Dan in the state of Michigan. Hi, Daniel. Go ahead.
Hello, George and Jill. Merry Christmas.
You too, Dan.
All my life I've had experiences with spirit. I was really close with my grandparents. My first wife and I discovered my grandma when she had passed away and at home. I was with my grandfather when he passed away. That ability has always been there, mm-hmm, to still see these people and talk with them. And I've remarried, and my new wife sees my father and communicates with him, and as well as her father. Somewhere along the line, I've lost that ability to hear them or communicate. I'll get clues. I'll hear my father's keys jingling. He was a eagle fanatic. Everything had to have eagles on it. And in Michigan, there are bald eagles around.
Yes, sir.
And every time I see one, I talk to it. You know, hey Dad, how you doing? You know, are you with me? I drive truck. And my wife says that my father is with me every time I'm in the truck. But how can I get that communication back?
And how did he lose it in the first place, Julie?
Well, I think we lose it when we doubt what the information is that we're getting, as I mentioned before, Dan, say something to them either aloud or in your head, and they're going to answer you telepathically. It's going to come in within a second. And even if it doesn't make sense, ask another question. As I mentioned before, spirit's really literal, so you want to be specific if you're asking a question. And even if you get an answer that doesn't make sense to you, rephrase the question. Because, again, we're all filtering through our frame of reference. So just ask the question or make a statement in a different way and keep drilling down on, and getting more specific, and that will help. And I think the more you do it, Dan, the more you're going to get information that's going to be able to be validated, and then you're going to trust it more, and it will open back up. Try the trick that I talked about before, the Superman pose. Imagine a geyser of light coming from the core of the earth and shooting up through your body and up at the top of your head. And what we do when we do that exercise is we're connecting with the core of the earth, and it's Tesla energy, which there are lots of schools of thought that that's the same vibration as spirit, the core of the earth. Some people talk about bring the energy from up above in. My feeling about that is, what frequency are you bringing in? The core of the earth is spirit, and that's what I teach. So you may want to try that, Dan. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Trust what you get, even if it doesn't make sense to you. Keep asking questions until you get to something that does make sense.
Why would that Superman pose work, Julie?
It works because there's, again, I go back to Amy Cuddy's research at Harvard. There's something about that stance, and whoever was the comic book
illustrator
of Superman, I guess, knew that or was divinely guided into that. But it's a pose that what it does is it lowers our cortisol levels, and I think that helps us relax. So when we're in fear, fear's a low vibration. So by lowering our cortisol levels, it lowers our fear. And by raising our dopamine and serotonin levels in that position, those are all feel good. So that's a higher vibration. So I think it perhaps gives us the opportunity to be at a level playing field and then raise our vibrational level to a level of spirit. That's perhaps what happens.
We're going to come back in a moment with final calls with Julie Ryan. Julie, since you've been doing this, do you get more dog or cat responses?
More dogs.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Way more.
Yeah, we're getting flooded with cats primarily, but
maybe they're nocturnal.
turtles, or my pet hamsters, or whatever, right? Used to have them when I was a kid. God, they're smart little animals, too, though. They really are. But stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment. Julie's books, of course, include Angel Messages for Dogs. It's a kid book, and Angelic Attendance. Her website, AskJulieRyan.com. Linked up for you at CoastToCoastAM.com. Back with final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, we're going to talk about Nikola Tesla and his incredible works. And then later on, we'll be going live to the United Kingdom to talk about UFOs and an extraterrestrial message. So I'm looking forward to that. And then Thursday and Friday, we get into our Christmas Eve and Christmas night programs, and we'll be live for you with special guests, open lines, and all kinds of great little things. So make sure you just, after your festivities are done, just turn on your radio and have some fun and listen to the program. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our final segment with Julie Ryan, who is a medical intuitive. She's a psychic. She is an animal communicator. She's got it all. She's got it all. Which do you prefer, Julie? Is there any one area?
No, they're all fun. Most of the work, however, that I do, George, is medical intuitive. People seem, I would say that's probably 90%+ of the work that I do. And when I do a private consult with somebody, it lasts an hour, and we can talk about anything that they want. We can cover multiple topics. So they'll have me scan them medically, and we'll talk about their deceased loved ones, communicate with them, and maybe scan a pet or something like that. So I would say medical is the majority of the work that I do, but it's all fun. It's all spirit. It's pure love. So it's a joy.
Are they coming to you?
Amazing people.
Are they coming to you because they know of a condition they have, or you just talk to them about anything?
No, they come to me if they want a medical intuitive scan. Most people have symptoms that they've been to see multiple doctors and whatever had been recommended hasn't worked. And so they just want a different perspective. And so when I do energetic healings on people, George, it happens on the energetic level, and then it integrates into their body, and that can happen instantly. It can take days, weeks, months. It may need some kind of complementary care, like medicine or change in diet or surgery or whatever. And so the work that I do, I believe, is an adjunct, is complementary to Western and really even Eastern medicine as we understand it.
Have you ever had an angel
healing equation?
Julie, have you ever had an angel come to you and warn you about something?
I have not.
But they do that, don't they?
I think that they certainly, oh yeah, they're guides and helpers. Yes, absolutely. And I think that they communicate telepathically most often. We'll have a thought in our head to not go down that dark alley or something along those lines. Actually, my assistant pastor is a priest who told a story about when he was in the seminary. He was meeting some friends and he was going to take the shortcut. It was at night, and he was going to go down a dark alley, and he had a thought in his head, yeah, it probably doesn't make a lot of sense, and it was a good thing because there was some kind of altercation that happened with somebody else that was in the alley. So, yes, I think we get guidance from our guardian angels and our other deceased loved ones and spirit guides, and it just comes into our head like a thought.
All right, back to the phones we go. Dory's with us in North Carolina. Hello, Dory.
Hi. Well, this is a really interesting topic.
It sure is.
I'm known as Dory Doolittle, and my family calls me.
Oh, really?
We've had so many animals. Yeah. We've had a monkey, rabbits, birds. I've had birds, rabbits.
Oh, you'd have had them all.
Yeah, my dad had a squirrel. He raised a squirrel. My dad said his past life was in Egypt. He used to care for the cats, and mainly Siamese. So he kind of passed
that. Interesting. Passed it on to you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're told both of us were old. Well, my dad's not around anymore, but we're both old sorts. But I've had many animals pass, and I know they're around me.
Everywhere. You got a question for Julie?
Yeah. I've been diagnosed. Very, you know, like high calcium levels and that in my system, and carpal tunnel. They want to cut me up. I can't afford it. $8,000 before the insurance starts paying. Thank you, Obama. And my cat Miwok has just been diagnosed with a heart. He's not going to last much longer. So this week I found out. And I've been having to give him heart medicine.
You still there?
And I've been giving him hemohem because that's a natural remedy that it's worked on my other cats when they've been very ill to pop them right out, you know, back into from dying, you know, near death kind of thing. And so I don't know what to do because I can't have my throat cut open like that. They want to cut my throat.
Cut your throat?
Yeah, to get to the calcium. Thyroid.
Oh, jeez.
They say the thyroid's shooting off too much calcium. And
well, Miss Medical Intuitive, what do you think?
Well, what I think, Dory, is there's a book called Why We Get Sick by a PhD named Ben Bickman, B-I-C-K-M-A-N, Ben Bickman. He's a researcher at Brigham Young University. Get a copy of that book and read it. And I think it can help you heal your body. As for your cat spirit is out of its body right now. As I was mentioning to George in the first hour, that the spirit bubble, when the spirit exits the body, it hangs on to the top of the head, and it looks like a cocoon caption bubble. That's the same that I see with animals. So you're right, your cat is dying right now. And so just keep that in mind. Keep it comfortable, you know, love on it, because it is dying at the moment. I know that's not what you want to hear, but that's what I'm seeing.
Julie, what's generally the lifespan of a cat? It's like 15, 20 years, something like that?
Oh, I know. Some of them live past 20. It's remarkable how old some of them can be. I don't know that answer. I'll have to ask my daughter-in-law, who just flew in this evening from L.A.
Oh, really?
I'll ask her. Yeah.
L.A.'s still shut down. I got out of there like crazy. Nothing going on there. Next up, let us go to, who's up next? Let us go to Georgia. And Kim is with us. Welcome to the program. Hi, Kim. Go ahead.
Hello, George. Hello, Julie.
Hey there.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. I've got this dog that I acquired a year ago, and he was found out in the woods 50 miles away from anybody, and he was half his body weight that he is now. What was his life like before? Is he happier now? Did somebody dump him off? Did he run away? What happened to him?
Yeah, he was dumped off, and he's thrilled to be with you. Happy as
really?
Yeah, thrilled, thrilled.
I just got goosebumps.
Is he kind of a fraidy cat? Is he a
yes,
cat dog?
He is. Kind of.
Yeah, that's what I'm sensing with him, Kim. And it's just because he just, when I ask him if he was abused, I get a yes. I don't know if that was physically or if he just was deprived of food. But he's been afraid most of his life. And so that's going to be lessened and lessened over time once he is with you for a period of time, because it's going to make him feel more secure. So that's what that's all about, that he is kind of fearful and a little jittery at times. It's because he's afraid. He lived in fear so much time.
So he is happier with me then?
Oh, yeah. He's thrilled.
Oh, thank you so much.
There you go, Kim.
Makes me so happy.
You make people feel good too, Julie, don't you?
Well, sometimes, you know, when I tell somebody their cat's dying, maybe not so much, but yeah, I don't edit anything I get, George, because I believe if spirit works through me and with me in this work that I do, and I believe, who am I to edit what somebody needs to hear? I mean, I don't want that responsibility, nor do I believe it is my responsibility. I believe I'm just the conduit, I'm the messenger. I'm the facilitator.
I mean, if you see something bad medically, do you just spell it right out?
I do, because, well, with compassion, obviously.
Sure.
But everything can be healed. Everything can be healed. One of my best friend's husband was told that he wouldn't leave the hospital. He had colon cancer that had metastasized, and he's up walking around 3 years later. So everything can be healed.
Let's take some more calls. Maria's with us in Sterling, Illinois. Hello, Maria.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'll try to pack as much as I can.
All right, go ahead.
So I have a rat terrier. He's the most adorable thing ever. He's 16 years old, but he still looks like a puppy, and his name is Jethro. He was my dad's dog before my dad died 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I love him. I feel like he's my soulmate. He's literally the most important thing in my life. I would never trade him for anything in the whole wide world, for anything. And I love him so much. And I've had a lot of bad things happen to me lately. I'm going blind because of diabetes. I've lost a lot of vision, and I feel like I'm never going to get it back or that it can't be healed. But I'm calling about my dog, Jethro. So, like, several months early this summer, he was really sick. He was diagnosed with pancreatitis, and his liver numbers were out of focus. But they put him on some prescription dog food, and he did a lot better within a pretty short amount of time. And, you know, he still sometimes acts like a puppy, especially when I've taken him out for a lot of walks. He still likes to lunge at dogs like he's just a young thing, and, you know, gets all excited and super active. And I was just wondering, you know, He's the only thing that I really love in my life that means anything to me. And I can't bear the thought of ever losing him. And I always pray over him. I'm not real religious or anything, but I always speak words of healing and blessing over, like, every part of his body, every organ. I, like, they say to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. I don't know if it works or not, but I plead, you know, the blood, you know, over every organ, every cell, every tissue of his body. And I was just wondering, is there any way that, you know, praying over your dog and speaking those kind of words can supernaturally help your dog live a longer, healthier life?
A longer life, because obviously he's not going to live forever. Nothing does. Go ahead, Julie.
Absolutely, Maria. Absolutely, absolutely. It's all about energy. And even when Jethro, I love his name, when Jethro passes, his spirit will still be with you. In my book, Angelic Attendance, I talk about that. And in Dr. Kerr's research in Death is But a Dream, he talks about that at the end of life, people can see their deceased pet spirits. He looks good to me. I've had him on my radar while you've been talking. The other thing, as I mentioned to the caller before last, Dory, get that book, Why We Get Sick by Ben Beckman. I think it can really help you with your diabetes and with your vision.
All right.
Get that book and read it. Yeah.
And Maria, the next time Doc Wallach is on from criticalhealthnews.com, which will probably be in about 4 or 5 weeks, definitely call in, because he's done remarkable things with people who are diabetic and have vision issues. Would you do that?
And I have as well. So you can call into my show or schedule a private consult, Maria, and I'll help you. I work with eyeballs all the time.
Well, and plus I was wondering, do you sense anything else? Because I know that sometimes he wheezes a lot or snores when he sleeps.
Anything more with the dog before we sign her off?
No, the dog looks good to me. He looks good. His spirit looks good to me. It's in his body, and he's got good energy.
You're the one we're concerned about, Maria, so make sure you follow up with Doc Wallach on that and see what he can do for you. And every little bit helps. Let's go to Paul in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. Julie, I have a medical problem. I just got out yesterday from the hospital. The main problem is a problem with my left leg. Apparently, I'm a blinded veteran. Apparently, I banged it unconsciously, and it would just peel, but there was no pain. And then I guess it peeled and peeled so much there was no more skin to peel off, just like a snake shedding its skin. And it got to be real painful. So I finally went into the hospital, and they treated the wound for about 4 or 5 days. I'm home now. Do you have any intuitive thoughts about that particular injury or about me or anything in that regard? I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Hi, Paul. Thanks for your service as a veteran, first of all. Secondly, while Absolutely. You were talking, I went ahead and connected my radar, got you on my radar, connected my laser beam to you. What I do is I connect my spirit to your spirit.
Lock in. Like Lock in on him, right?
Plug in, baby. That's right. I'm looking at an X-ray or a CT scan or an MRI. And what I'm using on that wound, Paul, is stem cell energy, which looks like a light amber-colored gel. It has sparkles in it, of course, because it's woo-woo. You got to have sparkles. And then it has a watery consistency to it. And then there's a vortex that forms above it. That centrifugal force, that spinning, transforms the stem cell energy into new body parts, whatever we need. And I, throughout the years, have seen many organs, new organs, get generated that show up on subsequent X-rays. And I've had doctors call me and say, what are you doing with my patient, and how does this stuff work? And it's really quite remarkable. So that will help you heal. Paul, again, I go back to why we get sick. So much of this is diet. What are you eating?
Oh, sure.
Low on the food chain. If God made it, eat it. If man made it in a factory, avoid it.
Julie, thank you for being on the program. Keep in touch. Are you working on anything else in terms of books?
Well, there'll be another children's book come out this time next year in the series. I'm doing that. I have my class that I teach people how to do all of this. And I have a free giveaway of my book. May I mention that, George, real fast?
Yeah, real fast.
AskJulieRyan.com/Christmas. If you go there, you put your name and your email and three of your loved ones' names and emails. I'll send you a free digital copy of Angel Messages for Dogs.
All right, great. It's all on your website. Perfect. AskJulieRyan.com, linked up at CoastToCoastAM.com. Have a great Christmas, Julie. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasaur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Greg Bishop, Tim Banal, Ian Punnett, and George Knapp. I'm George Norrie. Someone out there on Coast to Coast AM. I'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.